The idea of being able to continue consuming alcohol while breastfeeding a baby, I guess many will have differing thoughts on that. Is it safe? Is it not safe? How safe is it? Is there somewhere in the middle? Interesting results from a survey out on that very topic recently at Deakin University. And Dr. Delise Hutchison joins us from there to discuss that. Good morning, Delise. I guess how many ladies were involved in the study and what were some of the findings that you were able to crack out of this?
Good morning. Look, Mark, we conducted a longitudinal study which commenced in 2009, and we followed women from pregnancy through to the first year of life of their infant. And that study was conducted at the University of New South Wales with the National Drug and Alcohol Research Centre. And our results on 450 of the women from that study with complete data indicate that actually alcohol use among women who were lactating was quite common. We found that by 8 weeks postpartum, about 60% of women were drinking some alcohol, and that increased to around 70% at 12 months of age, so when the infants were one. I guess the important thing to point out there, though, is that most women weren't drinking a lot. So the vast majority of women in our study were having around about 1.6 standard drinks. Now, that's about the equivalent of the average glass of wine that would get poured in a social context. So not a lot of alcohol, and they weren't necessarily drinking daily. And they were also predominantly putting in place strategies to minimise any alcohol reaching the infant. So things like waiting until they have breastfed the baby to then have a glass of wine or another beverage, or expressing milk in advance that they could give their baby if they knew they were going to be at a social function, for instance. So strategies like that, which essentially prevent any alcohol reaching the baby. So I guess the take-home message from our study was that women, by and large, are being pretty sensible about what they're doing in terms of alcohol use. They're planning ahead so that no alcohol is actually reaching the infants.
I think it's interesting that that was one of the findings from the study, Delise, that, like you said, the ladies were trying to keep it at the back end of when they were actually, you know, making contact with the child as well. So not trying to be right up close, oh, we're going to, you know, have a couple of glasses and then go on to breastfeed and things like that. So would we say out of this that there would be a safe, quote-unquote safe amount of alcohol consumption if we were looking, if we did have a newborn?
Look, the recommendation from the National Health and Medical Research Council is that, look, the safest possible option is not drinking, because then you can rest assured that no alcohol would reach your infant. However, they recognise, of course, that many women do, you know, maybe want to have a glass of wine with dinner, or they might be going to a social event where they'd like to have, you know, a glass of bubbles or something. So they recognise the reality for women. So what they suggest, based on sound evidence, is that for the first month postpartum, avoid alcohol use, because feeding is very close together. It's hard to actually avoid alcohol reaching the baby. But once breastfeeding is established and you have a bit of a pattern and a routine going where you can have some predictability around it, then it's safe to have no more than 2 standard drinks in a day, and to make sure that you're utilising some of those management strategies. So the most common, as I said, being waiting until you've just fed, expressing in advance and using that milk, or alternatively, some women will just delay a feed if they can for a little bit. So they're the sort of safest strategies to use. And the Australian Breastfeeding Association also support that recommendation, and they recommend that for every standard drink that a woman has, to wait at least 2 hours for the alcohol to be processed in the body and no longer present, because there's a 1-to-1 ratio between the amount of alcohol in your body and in your breast milk. So if you've just drunk, within half an hour you'll have the same amount of alcohol in the breast milk, so you need to wait that 2 hours for every standard drink. Now, it can be a bit tricky to monitor, so what they have at the Australian Breastfeeding Association website is an app that women can download. It's free, really easy to use, and it's called Feed Safe. And what that does is if you do want to have the occasional glass of wine or a social function or something like that, you can use the app to track how much you've had and what time you've started commencing that beverage, and it will let you know when the alcohol will be out of your system so it's safe to feed.
So some interesting thoughts on that, Delise. I guess they're the things we need to keep in mind. Now, at the other end of that, I guess excessive alcohol consumption, there are some dramas there. What are some of the things that can be a result of that?
Look, we do know from past research that women who consume in large amounts and then that is passed on to the baby, we know that that can cause problems with sleeping, it can interfere with feeding. And there have been some studies suggesting developmental harms that can relate to that as well. In our study, we didn't find any harms to the infant, but that's because, I said, the women in our study were following the guidelines. And we didn't have a lot of heavy drinkers in our study. They were predominantly low-level drinkers, which is what most women are doing. But certainly going above those recommendations and drinking at heavier levels, if that's passed on to the baby, it can have detrimental impacts. So women need to be really careful about that, plan ahead, and seek some help if you're having trouble with your alcohol use.
I think they are some of the take-home messages. Thanks for sharing with that a little bit with us this morning, Delise, on alcohol consumption while breastfeeding. Have a good afternoon.
Thanks so much for having me, Mark.
I guess, as always, moderation is the key, and some of the things the ladies are doing, keeping it away from the times they were doing it. So I think that might be the way to go as well.